listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Our guest today is Lisa Colvin with Bloomfield State Bank. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been maybe a year?
Yeah, year or so.
Yeah.
Anything changed at the bank? What's going on?
Let me see. I've been there 10 years now.
Wow, well, that's congratulations. Good. Yeah,
so that's good. I just got my review. I'm staying for another year, so that's always a good thing. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of new products this year. Going to try and come up with some lender-paid MI, possibly, and doing no-closing cost loans. So now that's going to be
nice
coming out later this spring. So, you know, but we're working on that.
Stay tuned.
Trying to get some, you know, some other products that some other lenders and such have. And still doing the conventional government loans, construction loans, all that type of stuff.
Awesome. So. Well, let's go back. Obviously, Bloomfield State Bank didn't start in Bloomington.
Nope. No.
I think it might have started in a close community.
Maybe. Yeah. Called Bloomfield.
Yeah. Yeah, we've still got two offices there in Bloomfield and several in Greene County. And then we've got the two in Bloomington. We've got one in Seymour, one that we're getting ready to open in Carmel.
Wow.
And then
Ooh.
We have Greenwood.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you guys are you're moving around the state now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting bigger and bigger all the time.
Yeah. But let me say though, because we still have the local underwriting. So
yes.
That's our big thing is that, you know, we have local underwriting, and on our government loans, I mean, they go up to Fort Wayne. So some people, I mean,
sure,
technically still not local, but yet we have a good company that we work for that does our VA, FHA, and rural housing loans.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like my underwriter is in Bloomington. So that's just, I don't know, it's just a convenience to where if you have questions, need an answer or something. Normally we don't, knock on wood, three or four days before closing, find out, oh, we have a mistake. We find out my mistakes much sooner. So, you know, it makes it kind of nip it in the bud there at the beginning. But I do like that part of it. And that's why, probably why I've been there 10 years. I just like the hometown feel. It is a family-run bank. And it truly, I know it sounds corny, but I mean, it is like a family.
Well, if you have you go from that experience and then, you know, some big institution sells you and all this, you know, frou-frou stuff. And then you realize, you know what, that really doesn't amount to anything. Because at the end of the day, when you pick up the phone, you want to talk to someone who knows you and can answer your question. And that doesn't happen.
Right. And that's one thing, too. Like a lot of my time, obviously, I spend with doing loans, but also, you know, we retain our loans. So therefore, customers are going to call me if they think this wasn't applied right, or if I want to change my homeowner's insurance, how do I do that? Or did you guys pay my property taxes? So, and it's nice because we get a lot of repeat business.
Right.
And we get people who, for whatever reason, will leave us because maybe somebody has promised no closing cost refi or whatever. But they normally come back because I just think our customer service is what really stands out. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact they get a talk to me every day. No,
that's good. Well, I think that's important, though. I think you're right. People want to bank with people they know.
Right.
I mean, this is their life savings. This is the biggest, especially in homes, this is the biggest purchase they're most ever going to make.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, there are other purchases they could make. I guess you could buy an airplane or something like that. But
I saw a yacht. I was watching that over the weekend, some yacht that was like $12 million for this yacht.
Yeah. Can you finance that for me?
I was like, yeah. I was like, that's amazing.
If you buy a $12 million yacht, I can guarantee you probably don't need to finance it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
this is true. This is true.
Yeah, or you shouldn't be buying it because what's the payment on that?
50% down. Come on.
Yeah, you still owe $6 million.
Well, you know.
So let's talk about that though. You finance other things other than home loans,
right? I mean, we're one of the few lenders. I think we do the manufactured homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we do those.
Good to know. Yeah.
All right, we say we do single wides and land, but they're few and far between, because they have to be basically almost brand new mobile homes and land. because I would explain it, but we won't go past 20 years past the maturity date of our loan cannot be 20 years past the manufacture date of a mobile home. So if you have a mobile home that's, you know, in the year 2000, I'm only going to do your loan to 2020. So, you know, you've got a five-year loan. So, and sometimes it works. I mean, but basically on the mobile homes and lands, that's what we do.
You know, I think people are surprised, though. That's still a big question you get.
Yes, I mean, we get a lot of calls about – we get a lot of calls for the manufactured. Now, manufactured, we can go as little as 5% down. So, wow. I mean, they have to pay the MI, but we – and we do several manufactured home loans.
Yeah, that's changed a lot, too, in the last couple of years, too.
Yeah, because before we were limited back to the 20% down. Now, refinancing for people is still an issue because if you want to take cash out, you're limited to 65% on manufactured homes. I don't know if that will ever change, but on the purchases, we can go up to the 5% down. So.
Which is really good because that's a market. It's a niche in the market that needs to be filled. So you guys are able to do that.
Yeah. And I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That was an issue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is on the manufactured home. So, yeah.
Huh. That's good to know. So what else? What other product lines? What do we need to know that what's changing or anything?
We finally came into this century. I'm probably in trouble for that one. On home equities, because we now offer – before we never offered an interest-only home equity loan. So that's not – once again, I know lots of other places do that. But we're competitive on the rates and, you know, we have the standard no closing cost. And but we have just introduced that because before we always made you pay like 1.5% of your payment. So – So that's new for us. Like I said, we have another couple things this spring that we're working on bringing out. Once again, aren't really new to, you know, the no closing costs, the lender paid MI, but those things, you know, are not new to the industry, but kind of new to us. We still do, we do the condo loans, we do PUDs, we do conventional financing, obviously, you know, the government loans. So basically we do just about everything together. We do construction loans. So we do those also. So really, we kind of hit the whole gamut on everything.
But don't you think that a lot of times, I think a lot of especially local lenders have decided there's a need in the lending world for things, for products that maybe went away, and now you're bringing back different things.
Right. We've also discussed doing the I think we would do the 80-10-10. We're discussing that.
Right.
You know, because things are loosening up a little bit, but we haven't yet determined that, so...
Well, and people get scared about that, but that can, once again, fill a real need for someone.
Right, right. And now we have a the ability to, because just because people offer the no closing cost, you got to look at rates, because most of the time it's built in.
Right.
So now I always take the time to show people, because what they initially may think is the best deal, if you run numbers for 5 years or so, or five or seven, which I guess normally people stay in the house, I know it changes, but I mean, you need to look at what's going to be best for you in the long run. Because sometimes a no closing cost deal isn't the best thing.
Right.
Or sometimes, once again, the lender paid MI and those things. I mean, you're going to pay for it somewhere.
Nothing's really free.
Right, right. Nothing's really free.
True. And so,
no.
Right. And so you just kind of, and that's one thing I think that we do really well. I'll take the time to sit down with somebody and just figure out, you know, I just don't want to stick them somewhere just to get their loan done. We really focus on trying to get them into some, because your best referral source is going to be your customers.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, if I did a good job for them, then they're going to pass my name on to somebody else.
Absolutely.
So, and so we really try to just, like I said, fit them into a product that works for them and makes sense.
Yeah, the consumer has to really take some time to vest themselves in the process. And all they want to know is, what's my payment?
Right.
And so it's this. And they're like, oh, yeah, then I'll do it. And they don't get into the details. So you go over all of that with them to make sure it's the best product
for them. Right, because you really need to. And, you know, and they forget to look at things like property taxes and that type of
what?
Stuff.
I have to pay taxes? And it's
like, you know,
And whether or not you want to escrow or not, or whether, you know. And it's just, you know, and some people, you get some people who bought a house several times. And so they're, you know, it's easier for them.
Right.
But with all the changes that are going on and all the rules and regulations, I mean, you almost have to educate everybody every year.
Yes.
Because what, you know, what we could do last year, we can't do this year in some aspects. And I think more changes are coming in
June. Summer
and
in June.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Lisa Colvin from the Bloomfield State Bank.